celebration. That was the mood in the air as the border reopened. On the Singapore side, cars, motorcycles, and even some bicycles were allowed into the checkpoint 2 minutes before midnight, some after queuing for hours.
ICA and other agencies have been working closely with our Malaysian counterparts to reopen our borders in a safe and calibrated manner over the past few months. Since midnight, operations at both land checkpoints have been smooth. Travellers with the required documents were cleared through checkpoints smoothly.
Whether it's looking for work, reuniting with loved ones, or just going on holiday, this was a far shorter wait than the 2 years and more that many have had to endure since the pandemic began.
Bye-bye!
In the early part of the day, just after borders opened, we did observe that it takes about 5 minutes to clear each car across immigration here on the Singapore side. And we do know there are 36 car counters available, and authorities are prepared to use all of them if necessary. And we also know that if you're a single driver without any passengers, there's automated clearance as well.
As for those crossing the 1 kilometre causeway on foot, they started arriving 4 hours before the border reopened. For one early bird, it's the first time in 2 years he's returning home.
So I'm very happy. How to say? I cannot say. Because 2 years, yeah. Sometimes WhatsApp, not enough. Tonight, come. Well, very happy.
Eventually, a line of over 150 travellers formed with 2 hours to go.
I think it starts 12 a.m. Maybe a bit long queue, so I don't want to rush. Then I plan to go out for earlier.
Of course, tomorrow will be jam. Very so many people will go. So very. So I just don't want. I want to avoid that one. I better I can walk.
Well, some even ran. With the border reopened, the daily commute between Johor Bahru and Singapore is now possible again. Some are already beginning to move back home, which means the causeway will soon be bustling with activity once more.
Geraldine Yap is at the Woodlands checkpoint in Singapore this morning for us. So Geraldine, what's the situation like there right now?
But it's actually starting to get a bit busier right now compared to an hour ago when, you know, we saw just a few cars coming in every now and then and, you know, people trickling in. We're now starting to see a more steady stream of people who are heading in towards the checkpoint, you know, especially people on foot walking into to board their bus inside the checkpoint. Well, of course, this is a very different situation from last night. But, you know, as you can see, you know, there are people who are heading in with their bags and, you know, a lot of them are actually just going in with a single backpack, which would, I guess, indicate that, you know, they're heading back just for the weekend. And of course, we know this is not the first time that the causeway is open to travellers travelling between Singapore and Malaysia. The land VTL was previously launched late last year to allow people, a few thousand people, to cross the causeway each day. And also there is the Air VTL, which, you know, flies between Singapore and Kuala Lumpur. But of course, we saw high demand for that Air VTL, which also drove up the ticket prices. And so this full reopening of the causeway today is welcome news for the hundreds of thousands of Malaysians who are working in Singapore, because this means that a trip back home for them is now much more accessible, both in terms of the cost and also in terms of the availability of tickets.
Feeling like really, really happy or then really touched lah, because many people has already long time didn't go back home. So really touched lah.
Yeah, so quite happy lah that the border reopening, then we managed to get back, went back, going back to meet our family.
开心哦，又很感动。
So today's causeway reopening comes, as both Singapore and Malaysia have achieved relatively high vaccination rates and have also been able to bring the daily COVID cases, the number of daily COVID cases under control. So, for example, Singapore reported 5,600 cases yesterday, and that was down from the 20-plus thousand cases each day that we were seeing at the peak of the Omicron wave. But, of course, authorities on both sides are also closely watching the situation because, you know, of course, the Singapore government is, being very careful about not bringing in another transmission wave. And so I think authorities on both sides are watching the situation very closely in terms of deciding or making a decision on ramping up land transport options. So, for example, resuming some of the public transport options for like the public buses and also the train service that plies between Singapore and Johor.